Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thank you for choosing KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. It's 8 o'clock and here's your local newscast for Thursday, January 24th. On Tuesday, what would have been a sparsely attended regular town council meeting turned into a crowded and contentious event when state BLM officials visited Paonia Town Hall to talk about pending oil and gas leases in the North Fork Valley. KVNF's Marty Derlin talked to Paonia Mayor Neil Schwederman on the morning after.
The mayor knew what to expect since he spent the day collating comments and questions from constituents in advance of the meeting.
I wanted to make sure in the context of what I had, which was this room, which wasn't big enough, and time, which wasn't near enough time, to facilitate the best I could the needs of the community. I've heard comments this morning. Many people have thanked me, and I appreciate that because, as you saw last night, I had to stymie the crowd multiple times to keep enough decorum so we could continue a meeting. So what I heard this morning was we heard a lot from BLM on process, and that didn't really answer a lot of people's questions. People felt not heard, although we were all sat here and we tried to convey. I've heard the word condescending.
Here is Uncompahgre Field Office Director Barb Sherrow responding to a question from Council Member Amber Kleinman about protecting the watershed.
So your source water is protected with these leases. That's why that blue parcel is removed, because it was actually in your source water protection. That does not cover the entire watershed. If we protected all the watersheds for every town in the Intermountain West, we would have absolutely no industrial development whatsoever.
After multiple such eruptions from the crowd of 200-plus, the mayor closed the meeting with a heartfelt speech that was met with a standing ovation. Here's part of what he said.
Just, this is a very emotional issue, and I tried to convey in my closing comments why that is. Why is this so emotional? And I said, you know, in my folksy way, you know, I say, it's a pretty cool thing going, what we have going on here. And I really couldn't articulate beyond that, and it wasn't until I talked to Chris Yates one day at the Living Farm Cafe, and he said, I know what it is. It's that everything that makes this valley what it is, none of it has to do with money.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
Supporters of a bill to give illegal immigrant students in-state college tuition expect a full house during the measure's first committee hearing later today. As Benta Berkland reports, the bill's passage is all but certain.
Such students currently have to pay out-of-state rates, and most say they can't afford to go to college. Democrats have tried and failed for years to give illegal immigrant students who graduate from Colorado high schools an in-state rate. Democratic Senator Angela Jaron of Pueblo expects a lot of testimony on this year's bill.
Because there's so much optimism that we're going to have more than that we've had in the last few years. A lot of students who are coming to be able to hear and feel that sense of support.
In the past, Republican lawmakers have opposed the measure, saying it rewards illegal behavior and doesn't solve immigration problems. But this year, Jaron says she expects several members of the GOP to be on board. One Republican from Alamosa has already said he plans to vote for the measure. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Earlier this month, the International Energy Agency, IEA, released its coal market report for the period 2012 through 2017. Despite a new emphasis on renewables, the analysis documents coal as a major global energy resource on an upswing for the last several decades, and particularly in the past few years. If that trend continues, coal could take over from oil as the world's leading energy provider. In 1990, oil accounted for 37% of global energy demand, and coal stood at 25%. By 2010, oil was at 32% of demand and coal 28%. The IEA projects that in 2030, oil will account for just 28% of global demand, as coal takes the lead at 29%. And in local coal news, the Delta County Independent reports that the Elk Creek mine is still closed due to high levels of carbon monoxide. By order of the Mine Safety and Health Administration, MSHA, the mine withdrew all miners from the Somerset mine operated by Oxbow Energy on January 9th, and they have not returned. Mine officials are working with MSHA to install first temporary, then permanent, shields to ensure air quality. According to the DCI, Oxbow Mining President Jim Cooper said the coal in the North Fork Valley has, quote, a strong trend toward combustion underground, end quote. Oxbow Mining hopes to have the mine opened soon, but no specific date has been set for when miners will be able to go back to work. A 4.3 magnitude earthquake shook western Colorado and eastern Utah on Wednesday night about 9:45, according to the United States Geological Survey in Golden. The quake was centered 45 miles east-southeast of Moab and could be felt across the western slope. An earthquake in this area is unusual, but not unheard of. The Paradox Basin near the Colorado-Utah border is within the Colorado Plateau and has a low rate of seismic activity. No injuries or significant property damage was reported after the minor quake. Finally, a 31-year-old man from Illinois was killed Monday in a snowmobile accident near Overland Reservoir. According to the Delta County Independent, Mike Fondaroli was riding with a group of friends when he landed awkwardly on the snowmobile after being airborne. He died at the scene. The Paonia Volunteer Fire Department provided a snowmobile to transport a Delta County Sheriff's deputy to the scene of the accident, since roads were inaccessible. And that concludes your daily newscast for Thursday. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, my name is Eric Gould. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.